gentlemen, please take your seats. The show is about to begin.
Welcome to Pod of No Return, an in-depth, sometimes humorous, behind-the-scenes tour of real life and a Broadway show with your hosts, Greg Mills and Jeremy Stoll.
Hi, and welcome back to the Pod of No Return with your host, Jeremy Stoll.
And I'm Greg Mills.
Oh, good.
What's up,
I love
Jeremy?
That pause in between. Hey, buddy. I haven't seen you in like 2 weeks, right?
It's been forever.
We had a little break while some people went on vacation, and I'm not talking about myself.
What? Where did you not go?
I didn't go wherever you were in a glorious situation.
Oh, I was in Newport,
Greg,
Rhode Island.
I miss you. Newport, Rhode Island.
Yeah, never been.
To. How was Newport?
It's great. It's beautiful.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Good.
The other half lives over there. It's nice. I couldn't afford to live there, but it was, it's beautiful. Yeah.
Went you on your fancy ass highfalutin vacation?
Highfalutin.
Oh, God.
What have you been up to?
Concerts
on air balloons, and
you know me. I've been working, I've been booking and stuff for a lot of things. And actually, today we're going to talk about one of the things that has been booked. We have a special guest today, and that is Elizabeth Welch, and we're going to talk about our
never heard of her.
I know it. She's a new one. We're going to talk about a very cool opportunity that was. We were approached with about a cruise. So we'll get into that in just a few.
Nice. Can't wait to hear about it.
Yeah, man.
Jeremy, how are your kids?
You know, they're good. They've been on constant vacations with their mom, and they're about to go back to school, which is going to be interesting because my daughter is now in middle school. My son is in high school, and
stop it some more, as you would say.
Stop it some more. It is. It's interesting. It's going to be really fun because they're little adults. I think they can get around on their own now, and they're needing me less and less, which breaks my heart and makes me so happy as well. It's like I've succeeded and also screwed myself out of my kids, but but they're awesome. They're New York kids, you know. How's your son doing?
He's good. You know, officially a teenager also, and he'll be hitting eighth grade now. So. You know, it's wild. It's wild.
My condolences, my friend. My condolences. I saw an Instagram post that said, this mother said, I don't know in what book they haven't prepared us for, but I don't know how to go from mama to mommy to mom to bruh. How am I supposed to translate that?
Yeah, I know, right? My wife, Bridget, has a t-shirt that says that. Mommy, mama, mama, mom, brah.
Bruh. Oh my gosh. Well, our guest today is Elizabeth Welch. Let's get her in here. Elizabeth, how are you doing?
That name and see how I know that.
I'm doing great. Greg Mills, you've known me for a very long time. And so I don't need to be Googled.
I mean, I've known you longer than Jeremy, correct?
That's
right.
We have a really interesting history, you and I.
Yeah, just you and I.
Just a lot of Googling. Yeah.
We've Googled.
He Googled her, she Googled him. You know, it's
family program. We go all the way back to 1842. No, the Music Box Company of Phantom of the Opera.
Mm-hmm. Oh my gosh. I read about that in my history books.
It was right after the Lincoln assassination. Do you remember what city you joined in?
I do.
You do?
It was in Florida. It was
Florida.
Tampa, Florida.
Wait, you
where specifically?
I joined in Tampa, and you were, and you were Raoul, and you said, "I'm Greg Mills," like you do with everybody. And I said, "Hi, Greg Mills. So my husband at the time went to prom with your wife."
Dun, dun, dun.
Hi. And then we took a horribly awkward prom picture.
It was so great.
Before masquerade. Mm-hmm. And that was it. Then forever friends.
Oh my gosh. I thought it was longer than that, because that was my last city on tour. I mean, I did go back out for a little bit, you know, to
You were back and forth, but.
Yeah.
You just knew it couldn't get any better from there and had to leave. I get you.
Like, I've met the best and I'm out.
This is it. We're done.
How long did you do the tour for?
I closed the tour.
Yeah, you did.
Halloween of 2008, I joined. And then Halloween of 2010, it closed.
Oh, my God.
And then I came to Broadway. And then I went to Germany and closed that show. And then I came back to Broadway
and closed that show.
So basically.
Elizabeth Welch, the closer.
The closer. Basically, do not cast her in any show you don't want to see close. Hilarious.
Oh, my gosh.
It's true.
Oh, all right, well, guys, we're going to pause right here for a commercial break, and then we're going to be back with Elizabeth Welch, and we're going to talk about our cruise opportunity.
Woo-hoo! Let's go out to the lobby. Let's go out to the lobby.
And we're back, Pod of No Return, with Greg Mills and Jeremy Stoll, and our guest today, Miss Elizabeth Welch.
Yay! Wah, wah, wah! Those are all the sound effects that we're going to be plugged in.
I don't think we have the budget for free sound effects, so we're going to have to use our own.
There it is.
Elizabeth, couple of things. First of all, we do have a Christine episode coming, and you're going to be back for that, but we'll ask you some personal things.
I'm so excited to be asked back. I'm glad I get to be part of the Christine episode.
You're already coming back. Oh, we were talking about potential Madame Giry's for this.
Oh, yeah. That's definitely me.
Yeah. What have you been up to since the show closed? I obviously know, but I don't know if our listeners do. What's going on?
Well, a lot, Jeremy. It's been quite a journey since I closed.
Since you've closed yet another production.
Well, a lot, Jeremy. Yeah.
Since I closed my third production of Phantom.
They hated Italy, so they cast me to go ahead and take it down.
Correct. Yeah. That's what's on the horizon for me. No, I have been loving my life of weekends and holidays and nights.
I'm sorry, what are you talking about? Yeah. What does that mean?
I've been loving
what are weekends?
Life. And I am back with my real estate company that I love, and I am just, you know, spreading all of the love that I have to the world and the sunshine that I have in my heart. That's what I've been up to, you know, same as every day.
You went and picked up a little large corporate title right off the bat, didn't you?
Yes. Jeremy, you didn't know because you haven't Googled me, but I am now the chief of staff at Pollock Properties Group of Keller Williams.
AKA the chief.
I love it. Actually,
are you hiring?
My Slack handle is Well Chief.
Mm-hmm.
Well Chief. I love their real estate agency because it's basically Broadway actors. It's my almost exclusively.
Yes. I work with several retired Broadway actors, and it's fantastic because then you feel like you're at home. You know, it's like I never left theater, except that when I was in the office and I was going to go work out because, like, I'm super suburban now, and I like go to the office and then go work out and then go to Whole Foods. So I was in the office and I'm like, oh, okay,
pretty big weekend plans.
Gotta go to Home Depot. I was just sitting there and I had, like, you know, the friends in the office that are theater people anyway. And I just started, like, taking off my shoes and was about to change into my workout clothes. And my friend's like, oh yeah, we don't do that here.
You just don't randomly change clothes? I don't understand.
Right.
That's funny.
Right.
You're the chief. You do what you want to do.
Exactly, Greg.
For a little while.
Yeah, I know.
I am going to be doing, yeah, for a little while, I'm going to implement some changes. And from now on, you know, it's bathrobe Tuesday, where we all just wear our backstage robes from
Sweet.
Years past.
From your yeah. various shows that you've done.
Mm-hmm. I see a mugshot and an apology.
Oh, I bet.
Yeah, drunk right. with power.
During the pandemic, I got halfway through getting my real estate license. So if you're halfway hiring anybody,
Mr. Mills, you must. We would love a part-time half licensed.
I still have my notebook, but I mean, I wrote down as much as I read, I think, and I was like, I was getting to easements, and I was like, this is just too much, and I kind of lost my interest and passion in real estate, which is basically I just like looking at properties and going, oh, that place is great, and this and that.
Yeah, that's
and I was like, there's a lot of other stuff to this.
There's a whole lot more legalese.
Yeah, and I have friends that are real estate. They're like, just get through it, take the test. A lot of that you won't. And I'm like, yeah, but I just couldn't get through it.
Yeah, but I guarantee you nothing that you learn except for fair housing and discrimination,
right.
Nothing else is applicable to everyday realtoring. How many square?
I'll send you my picture and resume.
Okay. Thanks.
And what I look like in a robe.
So,
but who are we kidding? You know that.
So, Greg, when you're half a real estate agent, does that mean you wear a shirt and tie but shorts and sandals, or how does that go?
If they're lucky.
That's assume. Yeah, that's true.
That's right. That's right now.
How did you like BroadwayCon? You were on our panel for BroadwayCon, which is
really fun. You guys were so great. Really. Like, you guys were the best. What are they? MCs? It was great. I loved it. Great.
We're the only ones you saw, but that's all right.
Yeah.
You were the best MCs in the whole wide room.
At 11 a.m.
It was so great. No, I loved ladies. It. There were great questions from the audience, and you know, as many panels and classes and talkbacks as we've done over the last 15 years, there's always something new, some new story from somebody that you've never heard before. And then like 90% of it is all of the stories that you've heard before, but mm-hmm. there's always something new. And I loved it. It was great.
Yeah.
Like ribbing Megan over not auditioning. That's been a constant subject on our podcast and in our lives.
Everyone's like, yeah, 10 super years in nice. The show.
I'm currently on the Megan Picerno plan right now too. I'm not auditioning for anything, so I'm assuming I'm going to get a job anymore.
Until they call.
Where I've come to in my life is that I am offer only.
That's so, right.
I don't.
And that's why I'm still unemployed.
Exactly.
Oh yeah. My God. We had an old question for you, Elizabeth. And this is from a fan from a write-in, and they want to know, they said, watching you on stage, you meekly raise your hand when someone asks you who will go on for Carlotta after she storms off during the show. And that became a favorite moment to watch. And was that something that you decided to do on your own, or was that given to you by the director, any of the 15 directors that we had? Self-appointed.
That is a great question. Thank you, caller. No, that's a great question. I used to, so years and years and years ago, when I joined as a princess, I was really like, all of my movements were very small. You can't see that I'm doing them because I'm not on camera. But as she's singing Think of Me, I was always like very quietly mimicking her just to see. And then I would sort of, it's changed from... the Ray-A would sometimes come back and look and say, hey, you, do either of you know it? And I would say yes. Or somebody pushed me forward, or I said, hey, it's me. But then when we came back from the pandemic, I had the pleasure of Seth telling me, oh no, bigger, as big as you want, right? As big as you want. So then I... And he's like, no,
first mistake.
Exactly. And I was like, here I go. No, he's like, no, fill the center. Like, we don't want to just be on the outside. So then I went all whole hog, all in, and that was all me. And it was so fun.
Yeah. Yay. Blocking. We oh, so good.
We were in the rehearsal in the studio when we had that glorious month of studio time. And he asked the, because there's Carlottas, there's other, there's understudy Carlottas and understudy Christines in that scene. And we were all sitting there and no one was saying, hey, I want to be, who can sing it? Oh, I want to, I want to. And Seth was like, okay, who knows, who understudies Christine or Carlotta? And I was like, and I raised my hand, me, me, oh my God, me. I know that one, me, like Hermione, right? In potions class. And no one else did. And I was doing that as like, ooh, ooh, me, I know it, as what my character would do.
Yeah, sure.
If she were hilarious character. Like me. And Seth's like, yeah, exactly. That's what I'm talking about. Like, all of you should have that. But then I took it, and so it was me. Yay. Thank you. That was something I'm very proud of, that moment, because I never wanted to upstage anyone. And then I watched the show, and I could tell that the lighting was so brilliant that you could see that we were doing stuff back there, but really only the principals, like, you couldn't steal focus from them, which was great. So then I leaned right in.
Nice.
Nice job.
Too long of an answer.
If they opened the show again and they offered you a part, would you go back, Chief? Oh, God, the question, the silence. Look at this silence on the podcast. Oh, it's just the pause, pause for answer. Drum roll, please.
No return.
Oh, she is staring into the mic. I'm going to go with, let's see.
I don't know. I don't know. Here are the reasons. I love my job that I have right now. A. Mm-hmm. I love it.
They're right behind you, aren't they?
Always listen. I really do love my job, and I want to continue with it. And I made a commitment, and I'm growing as a person and as a leader and all of that. I love it. I love real estate. Two. Part B, we did the show, right? So to go from Hal and Jilly's show to something else would be kind of like heartbreaking, I think, for me.
Yeah.
And then C, yes, because I love singing that music. And I love the show, and I love the story. And I'm super, like, I could just roll into that as, so yes. So all of those answers are my answer.
And gotcha. Would it be Christine? Would it still be Christine?
I'm a little.
Bless you, Greg. So
I'm
kind.
A
Meg?
Long in tooth. I would like to be Giri or Carlotta. Yes.
Nice.
Christine's right. Mom.
Yeah. I mean,
Stephanie.
Really. Like, I'm not
Stephanie.
Hiding.
Stephanie Dye.
No, I do not hide the fact that I am not 20. And it's right for Christine to be played by someone in their 20s. Like, it's super right. And I would, if you paid me $1 million, I would not be 20 again. So I'm happy to be Giri.
Nice. Yay. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, Greg, you can go back as Uncle Raoul.
Uncle Raoul. I'll just be the Raoul in the wheelchair in the auction.
I'm old man Raoul.
That's it. Yeah, that's all I have to do.
I'll go back as
I'll be fire chief or something.
The Phantoms. The Phantoms twin brother Steve.
Yeah.
Eric and Steve.
You'll just be the double.
Yeah, exactly.
Right. Just a phantom double.
That way,
can we
can
bring
do
the
all
lights
the tricks.
Down more in that scene?
More, please.
We've seen too much of Jeremy.
I thought you guys had perfected AI. What's happening right now?
I know. Yeah, really. By the time our show comes back, we'll all be replaced with AI. projection.
We'll just be in our living rooms doing a 10-minute body imaging, and then they'll just put us on
hologram
for the
rest
of the
day. That's cool.
Yeah.
But we can't be wearing pants.
I don't think they want to. Yeah, well, obviously.
Obviously.
It's Greg's tradition. Well, we brought you on today, Elizabeth, to talk about our very fun new endeavor that we were approached with for Holland.
We're opening a bowling alley?
Yes! Bowl or Die.
Bowl or Die.
Bowl or Die. That was our bowling team name. That was amazing.
It was a bowling team.
And so for those of you who don't know, Broadway does have a few leagues. They have a softball league and a bowling league and a poker league and they do a lot of things for charity, like striptease and dress ups and stuff. But we were in the bowling league.
And that's just in my apartment. We need to start a pickleball league.
No, for serious. That is
serious.
For real. For real.
Because
there needs to be a Broadway
pickleball
league.
Maybe these actors won't get as hurt as much as they do playing softball.
I'm actually associated with the pickleball organization here, national organization for pickleball. And
tell them to lower their rates right now? Because it's really expensive.
Greg, it is the fastest growing sport in America right now.
It is. I know. It is. Well, they're opening all these pickleball courts at, what is it, Woolman Rink or something? But it's like $120 an hour.
Oh, no, thank you.
Is it really? Yeah. For an hour? It is.
For like prime time, like off hours, it's
absolutely
like $80 an hour. I mean, I guess saying you split it by four people if you're playing with four, but still.
That's
BS.
I see in the chat here, Joyce has written, what is pickleball?
Oh,
Joyce. Let me lift this rock off of you, Joyce, that you've been living under.
It's the fastest growing sport in America.
It's basically if ping pong met tennis. For old
with the,
people, not really.
With
no,
a wiffle ball,
play too. With a wiffle ball,
it's
awesome.
Well, because I do the national anthem for the national championships every year in New York.
The same anthem we sing, or is it like a pickleball anthem?
I pickleball and me holes in the ball make it go slower for me. I love pickleball for me. No, it is the national anthem of America. The United States of America, Americans, and the pickleball is—it's rather fun. As a lot of pro tennis players actually kind of cross over and start playing. But the name pickleball comes from—you ready for this? A man invented a game in his driveway, I think in the '60s, using a smaller tennis net and his ping pong paddles and a wiffle ball. And they would play in the driveway, and they would play and play and play. But the dog would think that it's joining too, and he'd grab the ball and run because he was playing fetch with him. And the dog's name is Pickle. So they named it Pickleball after the dog. Yeah. And it became a very big sport in Florida because families and all people can play. Mm-hmm. And it just became such a leisure activity, and it's just spreading like wildfire. So.
My wife and I actually played it in Newport. I have a little portable set, and we set it up in the driveway of the house that we were staying at. Playing a little pickleball.
It's a blast.
Annoying the neighbors with the plasticky ball sound. Coink, coink.
No, I've never seen a game. I've never played a game. I've only seen footage of Jeremy singing, oh, pickle.
you gotta yell at people. You gotta say, get out of my kitchen. Because there's a thing
that's
called a kitchen.
The kitchen. Oh. The front box on the net is called the kitchen. That's right. That's right.
Get off my lawn.
That's right.
Well, that's a perfect segue to cruises.
That's right. You know they're gonna do pickleball on cruises, man.
Oh, you know it. Well, we'll see. I don't know. Possibly because, you know, the wind gets going pretty good on, but they have tennis on cruises, so yeah, who knows?
Yeah, why not?
So Elizabeth and I have been invited to do a cruise, a fan cruise, or like a what would you call it? A phantom appreciation cruise for Holland America in 2025. And very excited about it, actually, because it's going to be on this amazing, amazing ship by Holland America. And well, let's talk about it, Elizabeth. So
let's talk about
it. Let's talk about it. What happens is you sign up for this cruise and you get to come on the cruise. We're going to be on the cruise. There's some questions and Q&As, and there are some special fan experiences. There's a dinner, there's an excursion, there's a concert, and it's all for the people who sign up only, which is, we have like our little inner clique on the ship. It's cool. So the only way you can sign up, and we'll give this at the end, is if you sign up through this particular agency, and then you're in the inside scoop with the cruise. But have you guys been on cruises before?
Oh, yes. I have cruised before.
What was your experience like?
Yeah, what was it?
I enjoy cruising. I've only done two, but I really, really love the water, and I really love being on a boat or a ship in the water. It's like I feel connected to the entire world since water.
Where did you go? Everything. Yeah, it sure does.
Well, the first one, again, I say this about Gen Xers all the time. Where were our parents? I went on a cruise for graduation with four other girlfriends to, you know, like the Bahamas, the Cancun and Cozumel and Jamaica. And like, the fact that my parents were like, go ahead. I don't know. It's crazy. But anyway, I did that and it was fun. That was a Carnival cruise. And then for my honeymoon, we did a 10-day Mediterranean cruise starting in Barcelona and going all the way down and around. And it was amazing. So, so, so great. I loved it.
What about you, Greg?
I've only done one. The family, we went.
But you're from Florida.
I know. Why I had water surrounding me everywhere. I didn't need to cruise anywhere. I just walk out my front door. But yeah, it is weird that, like, you know, I had a lot of other family members that would, they regularly went on cruises. I guess technically when I was in college, I did like a small cruise ship with like my Florida State chorus. We went on a cruise down to the Bahamas, like briefly, but it wasn't like one of those mega ships. It was just kind of a small, you know, Miami to the Bahamas. It was kind of fast.
It was a dinner cruise, wasn't it? You went on a 200 person.
Right. Yeah, we were singing. Yeah,
dining hall. Yeah, yeah. Gotcha.
Kind of right before COVID shut everything down, the wife and kid and I sailed out of New York City down to the Bahamas on a big, you know, amazing Norwegian cruise. And that was pretty cool. I wouldn't say cruising's my favorite thing. I don't know. I don't like feeling kind of trapped in places. And then like coming back, we hit like a corridor that gets, I guess, kind of rough. And I'm not great. I'm not great with the old rough seas. You know, people tossing about.
Yeah, see, that's
but
the
that's,
thing.
That's just me. You know, we used to go deep sea fishing when I was a kid. That's what we do instead of cruises. Oh. My, you know, family's like, let's go deep sea fishing. I'm like, okay. So I'd like catch a fish and then, you know, we'd stop and then I'd barf on the fish and then I'd see for the next. I mean, it was horrible. You know, I catch my fish and I put it in the bucket. I'm like, I got one. And then I'm like, I don't feel good. I'm like, I sleep upstairs. So, you know,
well, I
get
a little
seasick, but
I enjoyed, we had a little 13-foot sailboat for like two summers or something. And I enjoyed that.
In Denver?
That much. Mm-hmm. There's
nice.
A reservoir there.
Oh.
Cherry Creek Reservoir. And I loved it. I love being on the water, yes. But I can see, nice work. Jeremy's frozen. And so Greg's like mimicking him. It's perfect. I love it. Editing. No, I love being on the water and it was great on those little boats. I liked that, you know, but also I don't get seasick and I don't get plane sick. And I'm not going to say, like, I'll say this in a safe way. I don't hate turbulence. I like to feel like I'm in the air, you know,
I hate it.
Yeah. And I don't hate rough seas because I just like to feel like, ooh, we're in the, I don't want to just be in, you know, like a room. I want to know that I'm on the water and know that I'm in the air. So
I can handle bumper cars. You know, that's about all the turbulence I want in a vehicle.
Right. Dude, those are brutal. Head-on collisions on purpose.
Oh, I know. Yeah, yeah.
It's great for the back.
Oh, sure. If it's great for the back, if you want to rest and not walk for a week, that's a great option. Sure. But so, Greg, I'm guessing that you're coming with us on the cruise then, huh? That's you're gonna run and get signed up. Is that how it's going?
I'm gonna order my medication now.
Oh my god!
Whatever my Dramamine.
Well, if enough people sign up, we're allowed to start adding people to the performance. And you were kind of the first person we were gonna ask, so we already know your answer. Thanks. Great. Fine. Moving on.
His answer is yes. I would love to spend a week cruise with Stolen Welch.
That's right. Because, you know.
Is it one of those river cruises where there's no waves?
No.
River cruise.
It's a Caribbean cruise. It's on the Holland America Neustadtendam. I don't even know how to say this. It's like.
Watch your mouth. Where's it? Where are the. What are
exactly
your.
Exactly. Well, here we go. You ready for this? The ports are. What's funny is it's almost the same as the first cruise you went on there, Elizabeth. So, we're going to start in Fort Lauderdale, Florida, the mighty Holy Land of spring break. And, then Half Moon Cay, which is, I think it's a lot of these cruises have their own little beach islands that they kind of port in and have, and you just have a spectacular beach day. That sounds about right. But the Bahamas, Ocho Rios, which is eight
this is
Rios.
Literally the cruise that I did when I was 18.
But different company, luckily. And Jamaica, the Cayman Islands, and Cozumel. So
literally.
Dang.
Yeah, there you go. Well, all right, so you're going to rehash.
How many days is it?
It is a seven-day cruise, my friend.
That's a full week in some places.
That's an entire week. that's
rumor.
Eight Broadway shows worth right there.
Oh my goodness!
I know. Tell me about it. It's going to be fun.
How many performances you do on the ship? Is it like one night only, or is it like come see us 15 times a day?
It is not one night only. I'm not quite sure of the amount of performances, but it is not one night. There are several different things that's happening. There may be things added. There may be nothing's being omitted. But
I was told it's only one. That's what I signed up for. So that's what I'll be doing. Enjoy.
All right.
Solo show.
I'm doing a solo show. She's gonna go pout at the chocolate bar.
I'm gonna
be chocolate bar. Yes.
Right at the front of the ship, just watching the waves, and yeah, that's where I'll be.
Looked this up, and I'm really excited because I don't know. I do concerts all the time, and I like to have my hands in all the parts of the production, including the LED wall is my favorite thing. But there's a room on this ship that they've lined the entire room with an LED wall, and if you don't think we're going to be flying over the New York City skyline on some sort of some drone imagery that I put on this 3/4 round. Mega wall.
You got to do the Paris Opera House too.
Oh, dude, it is on. It is on. It is going to be my LED masterpiece at this point.
So start working on that now. Okay.
Already have.
Like a week before we leave, you can frantically be finishing it.
So what you're going to say?
That's how it works.
There's accidentally going to be slides of her on vacation and very terrible pictures that are just going to pop up in the middle.
I have a great picture of me on vacation. I just saw it.
Perfect. It's just one?
Just one. That's it.
Are you playing pickleball? Now, Jeremy, are there going to be like photo opportunities to get a picture of you in like the Phantom mask going down the like water slide on the ship?
Oh, that's a great idea. Yes,
that'd be amazing. Time wants more to the.
Well played, Greg. Well played, sir. God, I love you. That's funny. Down once more to the slide. Yeah, exactly. We'll be in.
I'll chase after you as Rao, but I'll have like snorkel on. And I'll have like.
Ooh, yes, you wings. Can go through the, like when you climb out into the final lair, it'll be you with a snorkel.
It'll be one of those like drop water slides. And I'll be in there. I'll be like, Madame Giri, thank you. I'll still blow out my knee.
Oh my god. If the cruise is not exactly like this, I don't know what's going to happen.
Yeah, you have to promise this for me to show.
Yeah, this is it. But as you can
maybe
see,
with my motion sickness bands on my wrists. It's going to be hot. Oh, I'll get Raquel to do like make cufflinks for my motion sickness band from These Blings Do Happen.
Yes, exactly.
Motion sickness jewelry.
You're hanging there. We got you in the noose at the end, except for your hand is on the other wrist pushing the little button on your motion sickness wrist, right?
It's not working.
You're not even holding the noose to stop choking. You're like, I don't care.
Your hand at the level of your motion sickness band.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
It's going to be a fun cruise.
This episode of Pod of No Return brought to you by Dramamine.
Dramamine. So you're either, there's like a throw up bucket next to the organ for you. And you're,
with one
you're
fish that I've caught.
All right.
Just one fish, tons of barf, and some high notes. That's our tagline for the cruise.
That would be hysterical. Like, you two are just doing like the dramatic final lair thing, and just Rao's like in the back in the news, just like,
you point at the
and,
audience
like,
and
swinging.
Go, just 1 minute, please. Swinging.
It's like swinging from the boat, swaying. Oh, God.
I remember this feeling from hanging out with you guys and laughing.
This is what laughing's like?
It's hurting so much.
Oh, dear Lord.
Oh, God.
Thanks for having me on. This is really just the highlight of my day. I thought I was just going to be working today, just chiefing, and look at me now.
Chiefing. Jumping on. Yeah, I appreciate you coming on. And to recap here, we're on Holland America, February 1st through 8th, 2025. You've got plenty of time. It's a round trip from Fort Lauderdale on board the new Shuttenham to go to Half Moon Cay, Bahamas, Ocho Rios, Jamaica, Cayman Islands, and Cozumel. If you sign up before October 31st, there's a private dining experience so you can come and watch how fast I can engulf a meal when I'm starving. And
that's worth it. That is worth the money. Sign up to watch the magic show, which is Jeremy.
I don't think you should eat that much beef, Jeremy.
Yeah,
you can say that to him.
I'm a vegetarian. It's basically as if my stomach had an opening door and I just took the plate and put it in there and closed it. That's about how it goes down.
It's the mouth too. Like, how do you chew that? I don't know.
He unhinges his jaw.
It's really a sight to see. You turn to look at like, oh, has this person gotten their meal yet? You look back, gone. No more.
Yeah, that's right. Because I'm always like 2 hours past due to eat because I'm just so busy all the time. I'm like, I must eat. No.
That's true.
I'm starving.
Get off my back. I'm starving.
Because it saves lives every day when he doesn't murder someone when he's hungry.
That's right. I'm the
and Jeremy.
Angry.
I'm looking at the photos you sent of this cruise ship, and it's spectacular. It looks beautiful.
Can you believe what that ship is like? I think it only holds 2,600 passengers, something like that. And then it's...
Oh, really?
Which...
Oh, wow.
It's not one of those mega ships that holds 6,000 people and you got to wait in line 9 hours to get off on port. So it's... I'm excited about that fact, actually. The dining hall is amazing.
I see the one
amazing,
with the LED wall of...
Can you believe that theater? It's in like the three-quarter round. So basically
this thing is incredible.
The entertainers are in the middle of the audience, basically, and it's in that particular theater. There are three theaters on the ship, so it's pretty cool. There's a dueling piano bar.
Full immersion experience. This would be fun.
It's on. I think costumes will be encouraged, which will be fun, and then it's going to be a blast. I don't know if you know me very well, but I don't like having a bad time, so it is going to be fun.
No. And also, Jeremy doesn't do things small, I should say.
How dare you?
He's doing it. It is, in the best way, OTT. Just more and more and more and over the top and more. And let's have horns and let's bring in a car and let's bring it. Like, it's just amazing. I don't know if he's frozen or if he's staring at me like, how dare you?
No, he's staring at me. I'm watching. I'm staring.
I think it's a great thing.
We're going to enter by helicopter. There's going to be drones involved. Can you imagine?
So you're saying Jeremy doesn't do anything halfway?
Correct.
So, like, if he were to start his real estate license, he wouldn't have stopped halfway?
Yeah, I would go full on.
I see what you're saying. Yeah, that hurts. That hurts.
By the way, circling back, have you seen that on Instagram? These reels from Instagram are my favorite thing. Just the kids who are swearing up a storm and the odd things that people catch on camera. And then there's this one of a girl crying. She's about, I'm going to call it 21. She apparently she's one of those, at the bars when they had the big tubs and the girls are in the bikinis and they sell you a beer and they pop the top. This is a Florida thing. They're called, what are they called? Bin girls or the beer jug girls or something like that.
I have no idea what you are talking about, Jeremy.
Yeah, exactly. So this girl's crying and she goes, is this what I'm supposed to be now? Is this all there is in life? Am I just going to be a real estate agent now? What am I going to do? She's crying and she's like, what do? I just bring people to a house and go, here's the house. Do you like it? Do you want to buy it? Is that my life? It is. She's melting down and I am crying, laughing so hard.
Wait, is she still serving beer though?
I don't know. I don't know.
I'm just still picturing her in the tub serving beers in a bikini.
No, they're not in the tub. The beer's in the tub in the ice. They're standing outside and they just basically...
She could be in the tub with a beer.
You give her $25 and she gives you a 50-cent beer and you go and you're happy.
But does she show me a house also? This is sounding like a great job.
Wait a minute. That's why I love my job. We have pinpointed it. Yep.
Because Welch, you could be like beer chief. Like on every Friday, you stand in a tub of beer at your job and sell
in
people houses.
In a bathrobe.
In a bathrobe.
Yes, bathrobe.
Gluten-free
beer
chief. Yeah, that's right.
Gluten-free beer chief.
Gluten-free beer chief.
Happy Friday, bathrobes and beer, everyone. And put your hair in pin curls.
That's the name of the cruise ship, right? Gluten-free?
Oh, yeah, exactly.
Gluten-free.
It's Swedish.
Bathrobe.
That's right.
Awesome. Well, thank you for joining us today, guys. And
thanks, Welchie.
Tune in for our next episode.
Pleasure.
Yeah, it's nice to have you. And stay tuned for all the information about the cruise. Thanks for coming to talk about it. And Greg, it's awesome to see you again. Let's
Always
do
good
lunch.
To see you, man.
You stop it some more.
Let's do it.
Okay.
Stop it some more. Stop I miss your faces.
Same.
I miss your face. Jeremy's, I don't miss.
Yeah. It's true.
But whenever I miss it, I can just Google you guys.
Oh my God, do it. Do it.
Or look through my 10,000 photos I've taken of both of you. So
yeah, seriously.
There's always that.
Yeah. That's probably better.
And look, all right. Glasses now. It's so cute.
Oh, I know.
We're so I know. Cute.
We've crossed over. So
would you pray,
enjoy.
Christine? You yes. ask while I'm wearing my glasses.
Our readers and talking about pickleball.
Yes. As long as I can play Christine after we go to dinner for the early bird.
I'll have to clear my shuffleboard schedule to squeeze in a pickleball.
As long as it's a matinee, then yes. Yeah. Anyway, thank you all. This all was right, really guys. A pleasure. I enjoyed it.
Yay. The best.
Mm-hmm. The best.
All right, guys. Cool. Thanks, everyone all at right. home for listening. We'll be right back.